justice. I am vengeance.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Oh. We just got back from seeing the movie.
Man, that what movie.
What movie is it we just saw?
The Batman. I had such a fantastic time watching that. I didn't even need that pee break that we discussed.
Oh,
like,
really?
I was just in it, like, from start to finish. I don't know. How did you feel about it?
See, the thing about that is I actually wanted to save opinions on the spoiler section because I feel like my thoughts, everything that I might comment on, I can't speak on without spoiling it. So right. I kind of think save that. Well, at least for me, I want to save that for the spoiler section because it's just I can't describe without ruining it. Okay. So for anyone listening that hasn't seen the movie, I want to warn them that those things will be ruined in the spoiler version. So at least maybe we can like lean into something that someone that hasn't seen it may be intrigued to watch or be prepared for, like bathroom bricks.
Yeah, exactly. So let's just start with the review then. The review.
Oh yeah, we can start with review. Actually, did you want to mention the soup? What kind of soup it was?
Oh, what?
Now that
I didn't know how to
describe how to
that word. Say that word.
Mulligatawn soup.
Mulligatawn soup.
Yes.
Is that so? It's a courtesy of his brother Alfred for those. Okay, so it's a spicy soup, usually made with meat, vegetables, rice, and curry spices. It sounds like it's not an American soup.
No, I think it's British or Indian. Actually, I think both of those. And Alfred was the one that made it for him, so.
That's awesome.
That's where he got that. So if anybody wanted to know the answer to the last podcast, that was what it was. And if anybody wants to find the recipe, I do have a link to that. I don't know if we want to read that out loud.
We can put it in the description.
Let's do that then.
Put it in the description.
I originally was going to read the ingredients on how to make it, and I was like, oh, this is just like going to be boring for it's somebody that doesn't care. If they don't want to make it, then they don't need to listen to this. So, yeah. So, I cut that part out. So, yeah, let's move on to the review since the movie's out.
Right.
What should we start with? Rotten Tomatoes scores?
I think we should do the Rotten Tomatoes scores, the Metacritic, and then what IMDb said.
For anyone that doesn't know, IMDb is Internet Movie Database.
Thank you so much. I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Yeah, my mom was asking me that the other day, and I was like, really, Mom? Okay, so yeah, without looking at the Rotten Tomatoes score, I was guessing, if you remember in the last podcast, I was guessing
80 something.
I thought it was around 70 something, I think I said.
Okay, I think maybe I said 80.
Yeah, I think you said 80 and I said 70. And do you want to say what it is?
I do. The critic score was 85, but the audience score is 88.
So I guess audience like it more than critics.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not a bad critic score, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between Metacritic?
So Rotten Tomatoes scores tend to be a little bit more publicized, like mm-hmm. in newspapers, magazines, if people read those stuff, and the internet. And then Metacritic is, I find Metacritic to be more user-based. Like, you get a lot more user opinions. So if you're wanting to hear just a random review, but you don't want to hear what the critics thought, just want to hear what other people like you and I thought, that one is usually the outlet that gets...
So, like, us. It would be our score.
Yeah, that's usually... And they do have some professional stuff on there, too, that is, like, the people that work for their site, but the user score is usually what most people go to make reviews for them.
So you are more in line with the Metacritic score, which is...
I think I was.
72.
Yeah.
And then IMDb. What is it again?
Internet Movie Database.
There we go. Is 8.4 out of 10.
Did you say the Metacritic score?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It was 72.
And user score?
User score I didn't say. Yeah. User score is 82.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's not really review territory, but it does give everyone kind of a overview of what they should expect. Kind of with how good it is, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes critics are wrong. Sometimes the audiences can be wrong or mistaken, and you can disagree with them or agree.
Everyone has their own opinion, man.
But it gives you an idea of what you're looking forward to or
going into
or not wanting to get into.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things I just try to share. And then, of course, we can talk about how much it made in the box office.
So the budget of the Batman was $185 million. And it made $128 million opening weekend at the box office. And then 2 weeks later, it made $300 million and internationally $600 million.
Wow.
I
was gonna say
that's not bad.
That first budget was $185 million and the opening weekend was $128 million. I was gonna say to you, it sounds like they didn't make back their money, but I'm clearly wrong.
I mean, that's just the first weekend.
Yeah. Might have been like people who are not, I think word of mouth maybe hadn't got out yet. I didn't realize it was out when it came out that weekend.
I've been noticing a trend. When big movies come out, not everyone will rush to the movie theater the first weekend.
Maybe this is like what's happening. People are like, let me see the Metacritic score. Let me see the Rotten Tomatoes score. Let me listen to someone's podcast and see what they say about it.
I think a lot of people have been kind of filing into the next weekend or even the weekend after because of COVID for one. And some people, if it's not something everyone wants to see all together, like a huge movie, especially with DC, people were probably wondering if it was going to be good, and they didn't want to just be rushing into a movie theater coming out disappointed with 100 different people, you know.
Yeah,
they'd much rather go in the next weekend with 50 people and see how they like it with what was it, like the Metacritic score that was already out, right?
Yeah.
Because the Metacritic score comes out right when people view it versus the Rotten Tomatoes, because they have to pile it they have to pile it all up before they actually give out the full review score.
Yeah. And that does change, and we will see a change, and maybe even a few weeks we might see a different score than we see right now. And it all just depends on how many people go see it. So
that's true.
That can help or hurt the movie. So.
Yeah. I do think the fact that it is made $600 million really helps it.
It hasn't even been out for a month.
No. No, it hasn't.
It's crazy.
It's encroaching on Spider-Man already. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I think
it's actually made almost more than Spider-Man internationally.
Spider-Man DC did. DC does have something there.
I was in love with the movie, but for different reasons than I was in love with. We'll get into that.
Yeah, I wanted to say that for anyone that hasn't seen the movie that wants to be prepared to see it, be prepared. This movie's long. There's going to be a lot of Batman in this movie.
Yeah, so if you like Bruce Wayne, you'll see him a little bit.
You might see him a few times.
Yeah.
There is some character surprises that I wasn't expecting, and I only had seen one trailer from this, so there was zero plot that I was prepared for. I didn't know anything about it.
Right.
And so getting into the movie, I didn't know these characters were going to show up, and that was exciting, and I guess there's going to be a spin-off TV series coming out now.
I honestly don't know
what you're referring to. And we can talk about that more in the spoiler section.
Hey.
This film also, to have people prepared to see this movie if they haven't seen it yet, this is not your average superhero movie, but when I think of it, it's more suspense and film noir detective stuff.
Oh my god, yeah.
And the action is kind of in the backseat, kind of. It's still there, but it's not as focused as I would say like Marvel movies are. So be prepared that you're not seeing like a standard superhero
movie. It's a detective movie.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's more that than anything. And yeah, those are the things I was going to say about preparation of it. The only other thing I could say is comparing it to domestic box office compared to other films of Batman movies, the 9 Batman movies, 9th was Batman and Robin with $238 million. Batman Returns was $266 million. Batman Forever, was 335. Batman Begins was 370. Tim Burton's Batman was 400 million. All of these are 400 million, by the way. The Batman is 600 million. Batman vs. Superman actually outbeat it with 870 million, but it's also been out much longer. And The Dark Knight was 1.6 billion. Yeah.
Wow.
And The Dark Knight Rises is number one with 1.8 billion. But also keep in mind that these were all in theaters for about 2 to 3 months. And we're only in less than 1 month with The Batman. Just going into domestic box office, The Batman is ranked fourth, and it's not even been in theaters for a month. So I think that those numbers are going to go up.
This is going to make a million. Or, sorry, billion, a billion. Probably. Easily. This is going to make a billion easily. Everyone loves Batman. What the fuck? What's up with that?
The other thing I was going to mention is the history of this movie. We don't have to go into the details if you don't want me to go through
it. Oh, please do. I loved reading that.
I actually thought it was interesting and worth sharing because this movie was cursed to be made. Just through, look, all production of this movie started as far back, well, pre-production, as 2013 when it was originally announced. Mm-hmm. 2013. And it was going to be directed, starring, and written by Ben Affleck, who was going to play Batman, you know. And it was supposed to be released, originally be released in 2018. Of course, it didn't happen. And in 2016, there was issues through the studio with Ben Affleck, and he ended up stepping down directing duties, and it ended up later on being revealed that it was the studio was wanting to force things in the movie that he didn't want, including other cameos in the DCEU universe. What? Like having like the Flash show up or having Aquaman there or something along the lines of setting up some other character in the same universe. So right. He stepped down from directing duties and they hired Matt Reeves. Well, that actually made things worse for Ben Affleck because when Matt Reeves joined him, he got a hold of the script and Ben and him were butting heads constantly about ideas. And the direction that he wanted to take the plot, Matt Reeves wanted to go a darker route or a darker direction with it.
Well, you could see that in the movie.
And he wanted Batman to be younger, which, of course, if he mentions that, Ben Affleck is, you know, not available. He's in his 40s or 50s, right? Yes. So he obviously would be out of a job for that. Yeah. And so there were constant conflicts. And so Ben Affleck ended up deciding to completely drop being involved in it at all. He just completely abandoned the project. And shortly after that, then Robert Pattinson auditioned in the Batman Forever bat suit. Nipples and all.
Hold on. You're saying that Robert Pattinson literally showed up auditioning. Showed up in that suit?
Yes.
Why?
And there's a point that they made that he wore the nipple suit. And you went on about that last time, so I had to bring that up.
Why?
They didn't use it in the final product, so maybe there's going to be an alternate cut with it. No.
Well, we got to talk about that suit later.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, so after he joined in 2019, they started production in January of 2020. Well, you know what happened in 2020.
Yeah, I do.
So about three months into production, it was shut down due to COVID. Yep. So again, the movie was taking even longer to make. So they still couldn't get it anywhere. And it was shut down until September 2020. And they went back into production only to be shut down three days later. Because Robert Pattinson ended up getting tested positive COVID.
Wah, wah.
So it just doesn't go well for them. So it just seemed to have any conflict along the way. They seem to just have roadblocks constantly.
I will let you know. Fun fact, Robert Pattinson said in an interview with Zoe Kravitz that if this movie flopped, like, he would do... No, I'm sorry. If this movie did well, he would do a celebratory porno.
No.
Yeah.
God, Batman, don't do that.
I mean, I hope he doesn't either, but that he said it in an interview, you know, so it has to happen.
It has. Well, I guess he was hoping it would fail. Actually, more behind the scenes with Robert Pattinson, since the movie's come out, it's been described that production was hell, and even for the actors in the film, because of the time crunch they had because of COVID, mm-hmm. causing them to have so many conflicts with filming, that the director made them do over 200 takes of dialogue for a scene.
For just one scene?
For multiple scenes.
Okay.
So there's takes in there that we will never see, that maybe were good or not, and not maybe the direction he wanted to go for.
Who knows?
And so we can talk more about some of that in the spoiler section, because this is of characters that we haven't even like introduced yet.
Right.
And so finally the movie got finished, and it was able to be released by March of this year. But geez, that was so many issues along the way. With just to mention one more thing that is kind of important to know about this movie for someone that hasn't seen it yet. This movie does not connect to the DCEU movies.
Yeah.
It's completely independent, which is ironic because Ben Affleck was actually fighting against them for putting that stuff in. They mm-hmm. didn't. They wanted to include it, and he was against it. And then they end up getting him out, and they're not doing it. They're doing what he wanted to do anyways, in a sense.
Yeah. Keeping it separate from the DCEU.
Yeah, anyway. Which I think is probably best if they just do their own things.
I agree. I think,
which is ironic also because Ben Affleck is coming back in the DCEU with the Flash movie. So I'm like, if he was wanting out, why is he coming back?
But I think he's coming back to get out, if that makes sense.
Okay. Like,
does that make sense? Like,
finishing his role, I guess, maybe.
He's just making an exit, I think. I would hope for Ben Affleck because he just doesn't look happy in the role. He's never seemed... I mean, obviously, Bruce is a very grim guy, but like in interviews, he never seems happy.
He did not.
Talking about the movie, promoting Batman, Superman, anything. Like, he's never seemed like he's wanted to be in those shoes. Yeah. You know?
So, or in that cape.
Or in that cape, or a cow, whichever one you want to do.
It definitely seemed like he was the most excited at this, out of all of it. He seemed the most excited for doing the Batman movie, directing, writing, producing, starring. That was the one thing he was excited about, and he couldn't even get that. And so, to transition, I wanted to mention, which you don't have the notes on, the 6 abandoned Batman projects. This is going to be brief. But I want to bring it up because it transitions to the next thing. 6 abandoned Batman projects. Batman vs. Godzilla.
No.
Originally talked about in the 1960s. They were during the time period of the 1966 Adam West Batman. There was talks of trying to do a crossover with Godzilla. Thank God it didn't happen. I can't imagine that. And there's images, too, of how it looks. So if anybody wants to look that up online, it's pretty entertaining. But I'm sure the movie, if I were to give it a score, I'd probably give it like a 46, 43.
No, I would have given that like a 10.
10.
Just flat 10.
All right. So thank goodness we don't need to see that. Then there's also a Tim Burton Batman 3 that never got made.
Yeah, and I knew about that.
And so yeah, that one was abandoned. Joel Schumacher's Batman 5 with more nipples.
Is that the title?
No,
Batman
no, no.
5 with more nipples?
I don't know. Maybe with 5 nipples? I don't know.
That just sounds like a porno.
Maybe Rob Pattinson's in that one.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, God. They also abandoned a Robin spinoff. So they're going to do a Robin movie, which I guess...
From Batman Forever?
From Batman... I think it was Batman and Robin
movie.
And then they were going to do
with
a,
that actor.
That actor. Yeah, whatever
what
his
name
is.
I don't remember.
It's
just because I was young when I watched the movie.
Yeah.
I never got to actually see his. Yeah,
it was all right at the time. Okay, then there was Batman Year One, which
that
is going to
be cool.
Year One,
I
starring
like
Joaquin Phoenix as Batman.
What?
That was what they were originally going to go for back in the 90s.
Okay.
And it didn't happen. And then, of course, the last one, which is the one I saved for the end, is Ben Affleck's The Batman.
Would it have been called the exact same thing?
Yes,
it
was
going to
be called The Batman. And
I am so curious, like, how it would have turned out.
Do you want me to tell you the script? Because I have it.
You have the whole script.
I don't have it.
You have a synopsis.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And I condensed it down for this, and I purposely didn't give it to you, so you can be surprised for what I'm going to read to you. Okay, please. So Ben Affleck's abandoned script, whatever you want to call it. I'll call it Ben Flick, I guess.
I think they called it the Bat Flick.
Bat Flick. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
But I thought I was Flick as in like Netflix. Anyways, all right. Taking place after Batman vs. Superman and the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Whedon's cut of Justice League, by the way. Deathstroke was going to blame Batman for his son's death. Having discovered Batman's true identity, Deathstroke would have wreaked havoc on Bruce Wayne's life and on Gotham. Actor Joe Mangan...
It's Joe Manganiello.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Yeah, well, he was supposed to play the role of Deathstroke, and Arkham Asylum was the original primary location. Deathstroke breaks the prisoners out of Arkham into Gotham with the Batgirl making her debut appearance, and the actress Jamie Lawson was hired to play the role of Batgirl. So she even was already casted.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is the whole script. I condensed it as much as I could with that. And not only did Matt Reeves choose to scrap this script, but he also decided to make the movie completely independent, nothing to do with the DCEU.
So Joe Manganiello would be Slade?
He would have been Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah.
His, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so he... So... Yeah, so he ended up deciding not to do this at all, Matt Reeves, after seeing the script, and was like, we need to reboot the series, abandon all of this. We need a younger Bruce Wayne. Right. And we need it to be a dark detective story, not to go this route with all of this. So it honestly...
Honestly.
But more importantly, was the Robert Pattinson... Okay, sorry, go ahead.
The one thing I'll say about this Batfleck, whatever. I would have loved to see Joe come back as Slade Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the Arrowverse. No, he wasn't. I wished he was. I wished he was as Slade. I thought he would be a great Deathstroke, like up against Batman, at least on the silver screen.
Yeah.
And would it be with Will Smith as
Deadshot?
Deadshot, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have liked to see that. It would have been with Will Smith, Joe Manganiello, because I can't speak. And then Batgirl's
Jamie Lawson.
Jamie Lawson.
Yes, she was a new. I looked up the actress because I didn't know anything about her, and she was only turning 18 around the time that she was hired for the roles and hadn't done very many roles.
Oh, okay.
Since then, she's done more. But yeah, she was kind of a unknown. Gotcha. So probably would have got her famous.
It seems interesting enough. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have been as hyped for it just because I think Riddler is just a better villain altogether when done right, not Jim mm-hmm. Carrey version.
Yeah. Yeah, I just I was wondering if this movie would have been a good movie.
I wouldn't have shown interest.
Yeah. And more importantly, is it better, or is Robert Pattinson's Batman movie better than that movie?
We'll never know. But
and we can tell you, everyone, our thoughts of what we think of Robert Pattinson's Batman review, spoiler, in our next podcast.
Hey, I like that.
That's where I wanted to end it. Thank you.
That was a good wrap-up. I love that.
I wanted to cover that, but I knew you were transitioning, so I was trying to cut you off.
No, that was great. I loved it, man. That was
so
great.
We can cover that in the next podcast, so everybody...
Well, everyone can check that out this coming week. This podcast will be out on Monday. And then on this Wednesday, our spoiler review will be out.
All right. We look forward to hearing you guys. You hearing from us.
Wow.
All right. Goodbye.